Hello. Today the church celebrates the 24th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 to 35. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as seven times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply troubled and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart." Our gospel passage today begins on a very positive note. The king forgave the debt, not because the debtor deserved it, but because the king was very generous. He took pity on the man and showed him compassion and mercy. Similarly, we come before the Lord recognizing that He has forgiven our debts, that is, our sins, and hopefully we have hearts that are grateful for God's compassion and mercy. Every time we gather to celebrate the Mass, we are reminded of and experience the Lord's mercy in the penitential rite. The Lord's Prayer invites us to imitate God's forgiveness and mercy when we ask God to forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. While the gospel passage begins on such a positive note, it's sad that it ends on such a negative note. The debtor failed to allow his mercy experience to inspire him to imitate the same mercy toward others. He was relieved to be free of his debt, but his heart lacked the same mercy and compassion shown to him. So, through the understandable anger of the master who had shown him mercy, the debtor found himself in prison until he could repay the debt. Of course, he couldn't repay the debt while in prison, and so it seems that through no fault but his own, he found himself imprisoned for the rest of his life. He chose his way and not the way of his master, and he paid dearly for it. Back when I was in college, I used to have a friend who, when we would say the Lord's Prayer during Mass, would add a single word that really changed the meaning of it. Instead of saying, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us," he'd say, "Forgive us our trespasses as we should forgive those who trespass against us." That changes things a lot. While I think my friend was well-meaning, his words sought permission for us to seek mercy even when we aren't willing to give mercy ourselves. It sought to let us off the hook for failing to let the mercy of God help us be merciful to others. It was a single, simple word, but it changed the whole prayer, and it went against the spirit of the prayer and the desired spirit of today's gospel passage. It reinforced the desire to have things our way and not God's way. So let us seek to be genuinely humble in our acceptance of God's mercy and compassion, recognizing the call to do things in God's way and not in our way. Let us take the opportunity to receive the love, mercy, compassion, and forgiveness of God through the sacrament of reconciliation. Let us look upon others with eyes of love that reflect the love that we have received from God. And may that love move us to imitate that mercy and forgiveness that we've received from God in our relationship with others.